position. All these things I want this one alone.
There's a story about a squirrel who's living in the woods and all of a sudden starts to smell smoke. And running down the tree, realizes that part of the forest is on fire. Huge flames, absolutely engulfing trees. And the fire's headed for his home. So the squirrel runs down the tree, runs to a nearby stream, dips his tail in the water, runs over right to the edge of the flames, and starts flicking his tail. And the smallest amount of water is being flicked onto the flames. Another squirrel comes up to him and says, "You got to get out of here. Don't you see that that's doing nothing?" The squirrel says, "I know it's not doing anything, but I don't know what it will do." Welcome to Fast and Loose. Stay with us for the next hour.
In a new house, in a new car.
Hey, what's up? Yes, you are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. Thanks for hanging out. And if you were here for the first hour, I played the album, the Radiohead album, The Bends, in its entirety, which is why we're kind of getting started a little bit late. Couldn't time it exactly. Also, for all the fans of Black Star out there, the start was a little muffled. Apologize for that. These things happen, you know? These things happen on live radio. I hope you are getting ready for Thanksgiving. If you are going to roast your turkey, I would suggest putting it in the brine around now. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home and I'm going to start brining that turkey, because if you don't do it soon enough, you're basically doing nothing, you know? And you're not trying to get 24 hours out of it, but you're trying to get at least 18. And that's kind of how it goes. Anyway, got a lot more songs for you today and a lot more sort of philosophical stuff from the minds of moral anthropology and the registers of imperfection. Here we go. This is Mr. Little Jeans.
Thank you. second to breathe. I'll give you all of my love. I'll give you all you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry. Not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Nate on WMFO in Medford. Name this show is Fast and Loose. Probably should have lived with that, right? Maybe? Yes? In that little set there, Mercy, Mr. Little Jeans, starting it out. Then, Phanogram in a Spiral. Oh, yeah. Big heads up to how that song starts. 17 by Slogren. Spelled S-J-O-W-G-R-E-N. Can't ever get that one right. I can't get a lot of words right, but, you know, I can't get that one right. Let's return to the squirrel. Top of the show, told you about the squirrel trying to put out a fire, right? It's dipping its tail in a stream, and it's throwing a little bit of water here on the flames. Whole point to that story is not, essentially, right, that there is honor in the futility of your actions. No, that's not it, right? There's nothing. I don't know. I mean, if you're doing something that isn't effective, isn't like a in and of itself honorable, right? Now, what I am saying is that what the squirrel was doing was good, right? I don't want to say honorable. Honorable and good are not the same thing. We'll just say good. We'll say good and we'll talk about the difference maybe later. Now, what I'm saying here is that the squirrel knows, flames or not, it is not the ultimate agent of change in its life. Right? You do not know what is going to happen. Right? All you know is what you're supposed to do. Right? All you can do if you're the squirrel is you can look at this forest that's on fire and you can say, this is bad. This is bad. My home's going to be destroyed. Right? And this is not like a, you know, fires are good and we could use some fires. Absolutely. All you know, all that. But no. Right now, for the squirrel, this is bad. Okay? You log that, right? The next thing, it's up to you, right? You do not know what your actions or inactions will do, right? You do not know if leaving the nest, if you will, if that will be good in the long run or if it'll be bad in the long run. All you know is that there's something bad happening now and that you are compelled to say, I have to do something about it. And essentially, that's the essence of morality. Right? It's not sitting here and saying, I am going to just, you know, do whatever and understand that it will do nothing or maybe it won't do anything. It's no, it's saying, I will help. I will do something. I will speak up. And I will recognize that I have so much ignorance about what I do and about what will happen that all I can do is what I can. Right? That's all you can do. All I can do is understand that my actions are irrevocable and that I am completely ignorant about the long-term effects of what I might accomplish. There you go. Sweet. All right. Shout out to anybody from Germany or Argentina dropping the first game out of the World Cup. Tough. The fact of the matter is, the United States lost to Japan 2-0, and we tied Saudi Arabia 0-0. So here we are, USMNT juggernaut. I'm calling it. I'm going to watch on Friday. I'm excited for that game against England on Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, back to the music. Thank you for anybody who's listening, and happy Thanksgiving, right? It's the Wednesday. It's time to chill. This is like the day that everyone goes to work or school, but you're like not mentally there. I'm going to say this, though, as a student, you can log some mad, like, brownie points and in class. And actually, not only just brownie points, that's not really the point, you know, is to have your teacher like you. This is when you really get a lot of things connected. I had class today, and there were just three of us, and I like, learned more than I have in almost any other class. It was great. I love going to class on Wednesday. It's like an exclusive club of people who are just there, you know, there to learn and there by your own motivations. It's fun. It's good. It's better than being at the airport, Also, shout out to anybody who might be traveling and listening to this. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, even though you might not have any agency in what is happening around you or the people around you or whatever, just know, acting morally in whatever situation and the human torrent that you might find yourself in, you're flying across this country, you know, do the right thing, right? That's what morality is, man. It's jazz. It's reaction. All right, back to the music.
trying. I left you behind. Disagree. Don't say you know my type. I'm one of a kind. Let's thank God for merciful variety. Part that I've been playing.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. I got a quick message for you. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhones. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And just also a little note here, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000 watt appliance uses in 1 hour. Yeah! Something to think about. I don't know when Edward made this, but it had to have been a while ago, right? We knew about cryptocurrency in general not being a good thing, but that's like not the point, right? The point is that humans do it anyway, right? It does not matter. It does not matter that we know, right? Because it felt like there was a lot of wealth being created, and feelings drive you way, 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 way farther than knowledge, right? Knowledge is fine, right? Knowledge is what you get, right? That's why we're all going to school, as you've got this knowledge that you're trying to accumulate. But you're accumulating that knowledge on this assumption, right, that you will feel good later, that this knowledge will bring you happiness. Right, it will bring you security, and in that security, happiness. It will bring you security, and it'll bring you community, and in that community, happiness. Right, there's an assumption that you're trying to get somewhere. Right, knowledge for knowledge's sake. I certainly know some people pursuing knowledge for knowledge's sake, but there has to be, there is a feeling, an underlying feeling behind that pursuit, right? An underlying impetus to make these things happen. To be loved. To love. Right? Boy, I tell you what, I have really woken up to just how, I don't know, what I am trying to do and what I want to do. And it's really fun because it's not this dichotomy between like, well, you know, don't pursue your dreams. Don't go for the thing that you really want to go for. Don't have, right, a stable job or participate in the economy like everyone else does. It's not this dichotomy of not do that, you know, and go live on a mountain somewhere. No. Really what it is you're living your life with this sort of this inherent awareness, right? We talk about Vladimir Yanukovych, the bad conscience. And what the bad conscience is it's this general disposition that I just don't know enough, right? I just don't know enough about what's going on in the world, about what I am doing and my effect on it, that you know what I need to do? I just need to be a better person, right? I just need to attempt to alleviate suffering out of that ignorance and out of the knowledge that my actions are irrevocable, right? To not operate on this whole, like, I have agency and I will do this thing and it will happen and that will be the end of it now. Right? You can be smart about what you're trying to do, for sure, but at the end of the day, there's just so much ignorance about what that is, about what you're going to do, what you're trying to do, right? These are very difficult things to work through. When you intervene in a situation, you see two people fighting on the street and you intervene, you have no idea whether that guy's going to turn around and smack you with a haymaker, right? But you also have no idea what the cause of this thing is. All you know is that violence is bad. That these two people hurting one another is bad. And I'm going to act off of that seeing, I'm going to act off of seeing that is bad. I'm going to do what I can. Right? Despite the fact that the fire might come and burn my entire village anyway, right? I am still going to act, right? Because these facts, these assumptions that we kind of live our lives off of, they're really just assumptions when you get down to it. They're really just assumptions, you know? That is the, it's you have no idea. You have no idea, and you're not going to know, right? So all you can do is operate with this, with what Yanukovych calls the bad conscience, right? This feeling that, you know, I'm going to do what I can and not I'm just going to sit around with a heavy heart all the time. But when I operate out of this sort of general ignorance, this general misunderstanding, right? Assuming that I misunderstand, that there will be joy there. And I tell you this, every time I have served with folks in situations where, you know, dire relief situations, hurricanes, tornadoes, that kind of thing, there is a ton of joy. Right, and it's a lot different than what you see on the internet with anger, with general remorse, with everybody kind of looking at the world, at politics as this dead end. When I really see people operate out of just like a, I can't control the world, I can't control, you know, I can't control these forces that are combining together, but I am going to try to do good in it. There's this something else. There's this force, right? You can call it God, that comes in and creates joy really in that sort of imperfection, right? In that place that you're like, I have no idea what's going on. All right, a couple more songs. Thanks for listening. Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford.
It is. I don't know. Smooth. walks off with a big stick. And I play guitar a sec. This is the definition of flow. Nobody cold as this. California's
I'm just going to come in here real quick and say you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. There will be shows throughout the rest of this week, even across during Thanksgiving and all that. So you definitely want to stay tuned in. Thank you for being with me. I pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You get to see family. Everybody gets everywhere. They need to go safely and on time. Thanks for having me in your life, and I appreciate you being in mine. See you next time.
Color. in blood.